Listener, today's music corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. Enjoy!
Hand in hand, forever side by side. I'll pass my prime for a little, what could I found you with a smile? I love who I am when I'm with you. May all of me inside of you, all I want is you. There is no capture needed. Breathe in my body, I feel it.
There is no capture. Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people have a way to find out. There is a Pahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Pahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Pahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Here is quote of the day. True heroes are those who can forgive. A quote by the first president of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sepanjang Usia, a song taken from 2007 from their second album, Kenyataan Perasaan, or The Truth of Feeling. Listeners, now we have a very great news from sports world. Indonesian women's doubles Lani Triamayasari and Siti Fadia Silva Ramadanti successfully became the champion of Thailand Masters 2025 at Nimiboot Stadium, Bangkok on Sunday after defeating the Thai pair Laksika Kanlaha and Pataimas Muenwa. The Indonesian pair won the final of the Badminton World Federation Super 300 tournament with a score of 15-21, 21-13, and 21-8. According to Lani, in the first game, she and her partner followed the rhythm of the opponent's game too much, so they had to accept defeat. However, in the second and third games, the badminton players forced to speed up the game and encourage each other. She further stated that after this, in the individual tournament, Fadia will separate from Lani and return to pairing with Apriani Rahayu. Congratulations for Lani and Siti Fadia Silva for winning Thailand Masters 2025.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kepadamu sosok yang sering menjengkelkan aku, sering menggangguku. Kau permainkan rasa hatiku, namun kini aku berbalik. Jatuh cinta dan bernyanyi la 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 la. Cinta kepada dirimu, orang yang tak pernah ku bayangkan, tak pernah ku mimpikan untuk bisa jadi pacarku. Cintaku, semoga tanganku berjodoh untuk bertemu dengan cintamu. Aku jatuh cinta kepada dirimu, orang yang tak pernah ku bayangkan, tak pernah ku mimpikan untuk bisa jadi pacarku. Cinta kepada dirimu, orang yang tak pernah ku bayangkan, tak pernah ku mimpikan untuk bisa jadi pacarku. Aku jatuh cinta kepada dirimu, orang yang tak pernah ku bayangkan, tak pernah ku mimpikan untuk bisa jadi pacarku.
In Indonesia.
Peach usually has a black or white sign, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one.
You can find it at a pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. The beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from coral, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Burn my life.
through the days of old. Like a shadow in your home. So let me be your hero and cast away your sin above. Let me be your hero and cast away the sin you owe.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selama Indonesia.
Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a weapon stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
The sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Senopudoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini.
As I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people. But wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang purwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya ketahui.
So puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the wood. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in Puppet Mastery is called Blanchong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it Binabar. So, knowledge is sought, not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So, it's all shown.
Besides, Wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meaning.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Pendawa lima yang
for example, baik. The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect, but in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad, but not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it Binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Nah, kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Jajari, yo 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 yo, maju 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 maju.
Thank you.
Unlike other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet masnubi and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lah.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of Dedan, Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Yo, tore sedeng sineo amoho prabu dasa nuho aprajeteng tampar kencana katon asrangganing basa kirontrang kontrang kirontrang kontrang masarana
kita berbasis dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tapit and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tapit uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang tapit is colorful.
That's the explanation of tapit, modern wayang creator. Wayang tapit is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tapit is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tapit was created as tapit worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tapit is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tapit tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Plastik. Kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to go in their inside on garbage which can be useful for a world.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah
karya. Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu. Nah, saya
at first, I put a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain, like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So, who is eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves. Something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi. Karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance, which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in Kraton. Kids are forced in it.
Masih berjalan di Kraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakaman itu bisa berubah-berubah, karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected Gatot Kaca figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya generasi muda supaya lebih
I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diaku oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sultan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau performed by Nurul Fadilah Hamid. Enjoy!
Here's Newsline. The Indonesian government's plan to build 3 million houses annually is expected to increase the demand for cement and help address the excess supply of cement in the country. This was stated by the Special Envoy for Climate Change and Energy, Hashim Joyohadikusumo, on Sunday. Moving on to Indonesian Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Mukti, who stated that coding and artificial intelligence subjects will be part of the school curriculum starting next semester. The two subjects, he said, are not compulsory subjects but elective subjects. The minister considered learning related to the two materials important and should even be given from elementary school level. However, he continued that in its implementation later, it still needs to be accompanied by directions regarding its use, considering the current digital era. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.